That's the main point here is...
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
Goes the cat. How are you doing? Hopefully you are feeling so beast. Yeah. And you should be feeling so beastly because you're listening to Late Night CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Yes, our late night broadcasting. I'm your host, Martin R. Howe. I'm here with you from 1 to 6 in the morning, 1 to 6 a.m. And what are we scratching to do? It's comic book radio theater! Oh, yes. Our late night treat. I read you comic books. That's what I do. Got some new music for you as well. Some classic music as well. It's all good stuff. Stick around. CKUW 95.9 FM. Yes. All right. What comic book will I read to you first off? I'll tell you what. I want to explore the theme of getting into a different costume and having a different personality. Wear a new disguise, have a new personality, have a new identity to yourself. So that's what I want to explore this time out on Comic Book Radio Theater. New costume, new identity. That's the theme. Okay. All right. And you know who does that more than anybody I find? Is Superman. Superman's always having concerns over being dressed as one thing and then being dressed as another thing. So we will look at that. What comic book do I read to you today? It's a really roughed up one. I'm lucky to find it. I will read to you Superman number 298. 298, released, published, April of 1976. All right, and what is going on with this one? Well, it looks like Superman took a break from being Superman enjoyed some time just being Clark Kent. But he's having misgivings about that, and he wishes to go back to being completely Superman all the time. All right, there's that. So that's a part of the theme of, you know, you wear one costume, you're a different person. You wear another costume, now you're someone else. Okay, so there you go. I will read to you Superman number 298, printed in April of 1976. And if music was on your mind, you wanted something new, get it on vinyl, tape cassette, and the good old 8-track tape. Put it in your car and cruise around. If you want new music back in April of 1976, we had Thin Lizzy. Their song Jailbreak, which also was, their whole album was a big outbreak as well. Just total breakout album for Thin Lizzy. We'll also hear from The Runaways. The Runaways. Yes, The Runaways. We'll hear from them. Let me check my notes here more carefully here. And also Judas Priest. We'll listen to a young Rob Halford sing some pretty high notes. Like, I don't think anyone's going to sing higher than him. We'll listen to the song. A lot of my friends who are big into heavy metal love this song. It's called Deceiver. So we'll listen to that. Bring it all around with you so you can hear it all again. The music you'll hear when I go for my first break. Thin Lizzy, The Runaways, and Judas Priest. We'll listen to all that. All right, listen to all this. I have to get myself ready. Looking up at the lighting. I need to fix it so I can read the comic book better. And get the other microphone in place and all that. And I will read to you this week's Comic Book Radio Theater, some Superman. Yes, 1970s Superman. All right, you know what? As I'm getting myself ready, let's listen to some brand new Naked Aggression. Naked Aggression from Madison, Wisconsin. Is that it? Madison, Wisconsin, Naked Aggression. Some of the newest stuff that they've put out. It's a good, excellent song, actually. I really like it. I will get with it in due time. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
Fight for the riches of the rich. Who condescended to tell us why?
Oh, Clark, I've known you for years, and you let me love you for days. Where have you gone now? Where? Your Honor, Clark Kent is my star witness, but he's dropped out of sight unless he appears. The state has no case against the Intergang. No case! Without my anchorman, CKUW TV News is bobbing in the ratings. When Clark Kent shows up, I'll wring his neck! Superman is flying around the city. He is clogging his ears. Why don't they all just leave me alone? Leave me alone! I don't want to get involved in their petty earthly concerns. Not anymore! Not ever again! Julius Schwartz presents the greatest hero the world has ever known, Superman in Clark Kent, Get Out of My Life! Relax, let yourself drift off, and enjoy a walk with two of our favorite people. Stroll down with Clark Kent and Lois Lane through the city of Metropolis, and let the pressures of the world fall away from your thoughts. Just got hit by a car. He might be dying on the streets.
Clark, don't you think that poor man could use some help right now?
He's beyond help now, Lois.
Say, I wonder if it's going to rain tonight.
As lovely Lois Lane and Clark Kent walk through a park, above them is an airplane on fire. It's dropping down towards a boy flying a kite on a bridge.
Pity that boy with the kite over there by the bridge.
At least the kite got away.
Towards us. He looks like he wants you, Clark. I hope he doesn't make a scene.
Help me! Help me! I'm down on my knees for you! The Syndicate killers are after me! They think I'm someone else! Someone else! Get me to the police station right now! Hide me! You have to hide me! Do something! Please! Please, Superman! Please! Use your powers before they kill me!
Why did you just rip my shirt? Why did you rip my shirt? I paid $36 for it, plus the tax! Clark! There's a man behind that mailbox over there, crouched down. He has a gun! Oh, he's just been shot! That man over there killed him! It's still no reason to rip my shirt, though. Oh, poor fellow. Let's just step over him. I hope they catch his killer. I wonder if I could charge this shirt to my expense account. I fix my tie a certain way, no one will notice the missing button. Hey, what do you say we grab some lunch? I know a nice place downtown, I know. A plane hasn't crashed there in years. Dreaming. I'm waking up in bed. What am I doing dreaming? Why am I so hot? So hot and sweaty. Well, no wonder I'm hot. I put on my Superman uniform underneath my pajamas in my sleep. I've worn this costume in over a week now. I've been feeling guilty about going into it. Excuse me. I've been feeling guilty about not going into action as Superman. My subconscious mind is reacting to my decision to be Clark Kent exclusively for a while. Went to bed last night as Clark Kent, I was an ordinary man. But now I'm in my costume, I'm back to my super self. Superman is lifting up his entire bed without any strain whatsoever. Superman has not yet been able to fathom. He has been experiencing a split effect. In the red and blue uniform, the regular Superman uniform, he is the super powerful Man of Steel. But in his disguise as Clark Kent, he unexplainably becomes a normal man. Why?
I've taken advantage of the situation by becoming Clark Kent for real. Letting myself go was showing my affection for Lois Lane. We see a picture of Clark Kent kissing Lois Lane, very passionate. I've also taken advantage with my anger at Steve Lombard. We see a picture of Clark Kent punching Steve Lombard. And my assertiveness with my boss, Morgan Edge. We see a picture of Clark Kent taking a cigarette out of Morgan Edge's mouth and on purpose putting it into his drink. But I've been enjoying myself as Clark Kent so much I haven't felt my guts turning themselves apart whenever there's a job for Superman that had to be done by someone else or not done at all. But at this very pensive moment outside Clark Kent's apartment, Lois Lane is at the door, ringing Clark Kent's buzzer to his apartment room. Clark, Clark, Clark Kent, will you please open the door? We've got to get up early, an early start. Or did you forget? You promised to take me canoeing. Clark, I know you're in there. You told the doorman to let me come up. Superman is on the other side of the door thinking to himself, no. No, Clark, don't let Lois in. No matter how much you're burning to see her. Because now I must be Superman, flying across this city solo without Clark Kent to fall back on. Superman flies out the window of his apartment into that big city. I've got to find out what it's like to be a full-time Superman. So, for the next week or so, Clark Kent will have to keep out of my life. Out of my life! We'll return with Superman number 298 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, good thing. All right, how's our recording going so far? Not so bad. All right, yes, the comic book's not going so bad. I'm having fun. All right, let's see. Let's go for ads here. Here's one. It involves a very popular comic book superhero character. And they've made movies about him and everything like that. They may never stop doing it. Let's see. has to do with a dessert snack. You buy in stores, you eat them, and you go, yum, yum, yum. That was a good sugar blast for me. All right. Here we go. Batman and the Twinkie-less Gotham City.
I'll ruin this town. Gotham City will be Twinkie-less. I've hoarded all the Twinkies by hypnotizing the Twinkies delivery man.
Batman, this is Commissioner Gordon. This is terrible. All the Hostess Twinkies have disappeared from Gotham City. We need your help desperately.
Emergency, Robin. Get to the Batmobile.
My seatbelt's as good as fastened. Why do you think they would be so foul as to do such a dastardly trick, Batman?
No fiend would be so foul except...
Yes! The Penguin!
Penguin, release the Twinkies delivery men from their spell!
Never! Never! No one will ever get any more Twinkies!
Including in prison? Where you'll be? Please tell them you've got to have my Twinkies. I got to have my Twinkies. Golden sponge cake with creamy filling inside. What could be more delicious than a Hostess Twinkie? Except more Twinkies.
Okay, okay. Arrgh! Okay, okay. Let go, okay.
All right, just problem done like that. Okay.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
All right. Okay, that's from the cover. The cover's kind of ripped off. Yes, this comic book has no resale value whatsoever. That's how it is. Where's my next ad that I got for you? I want to try to get through this really quick. I want to get to our music break. Oh, okay, here's one. There's that. And raise up the tempo. All right. Un, deux, trois, go! It has to do with a board game. Oh, I got to take off my eyeglasses for it. Nearsighted.
Tank Trap, $2.25 plus postage. Astoundingly real. Tanks actually exploding. Blowing apart right off the panoramic battlefield. You receive 46 combat men. Huge battlefield, 3D plastic, safe and reusable. Headquarter commander. A complete game. 5 exploding tanks. 25 tank mines. 2 tank barriers. Simple instructions. Astoundingly real. Astoundingly real. Tanks actually exploding. Blowing apart right off the panoramic battlefield. A tank is crawling. Armored, skinned, fire-spitting, man-eating monster that preys on any helpless enemy. But it can be stopped with courage and daring. You're the live bait. Oh, nice to know that. All right. Tank Trap. $2.25 plus postage. Send your $2.25 plus 50 cents postage to Helen of Toy Company, Department 25R, Comac, New York, zip code 11725. Sorry, no CODs. No CODs. Don't give me that. All right. Anything else about this comic book? Oh, yeah, let's do this one here. It's for a comic book that back in the 70s, you never thought you'd see it. Yeah, even comic book fans from the 80s and 90s were amazed that this happened. Today, I don't know if it could happen today. I think they've tried some attempts at it in the 2000s, but nothing's ever really taken. But back then, this comic book, you never thought you'd see these two superheroes in one book together. Never mind the two comic book companies working together. What am I talking about? This! The greatest superhero team-up of all time. The Battle of the Century. For $2. Superman versus the Amazing Spider-Man. This says it all. Reserve your copy by ordering today. Send $2.50 to National Periodical Publications Incorporated, P.O. Box 115A, Radio City Station, New York, New York, zip 10019. This says it all. The Battle of the Century. $2 Superman versus Amazing Spider-Man.
Yep, I had a friend buy like a copy of it some years ago, and he was super pleased with himself. He was like, "Can't believe I got this." He was like that. And then finally, this ad here, it has to do with skateboarding. Any skateboard fans out there? People who like to skateboard. All right, I'll just run really quick.
Join the SAN Club, Skateboards Across the Nation Club, and get these kind of skateboards. The Bigfoot, the quality extruded fiberglass skateboard, 6-inch wide by 20-inch abstract color finish, flexible, non-skid finish, unidirectional fiberglass. Yeah, get that one. How about the Polymer skateboard? Indestructible, 6 1/4 inch wide, 24 inch long, flexible, color molded in, will not crack, chip, split, or break. Special non-skid finish. Colors available, a wide variety of colors available. Indicate first three choices. Also available with kicktail. And then there's the ice skateboard. Converts to street skateboard. Special poly board with special rough top coat. Pre-sharpened stainless steel braids. Be the first and the sharpest. All right. Yeah, so they got skateboards ranging from the prices of $32.95. That's not bad price for the, you know, late 1970s money. You have another one for $24.95. The ice skateboard is $35.50. You get special for $48.95. Send check or money order to SAN Club, P.O. Box 8245, Van Nuys, California, zip code 91409. All right. Shipping and handling add 10%. California residents add 6% sales tax. All right. Don't forget that sales tax. Okay. Back to our story. Oh, where is it? Up there we are. Okay. We now return to Superman number 298 after these messages. We've just had our messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Keep it that way. All right. But at that very pensive moment, outside Clark Kent's apartment door.
Clark! Clark Kent, will you please open the door? We've got to get up early, an early start. Or did you forget you promised to take me canoeing? Clark, I know you're in there. You told the doorman to let me come on up.
Superman is outside the door. He is thinking to himself. No. No, Clark. Don't let Lois in, no matter how much you're burning to see her. Clark Kent, Superman, flies out his apartment window. Because now I must be Superman, flying solo, without Clark Kent to fall back on. I've got to find out what it's like to be a full-time Man of Steel. So, for the next week or so, Clark Kent will have to stay out of my life. Just keep out of my life.
Okay, now Lois Lane is in Clark Kent's room.
She's with like the door guy, the apartment's janitor or whatever. I don't know, Miss Lane. I thought that he was. Okay, say over again. I don't know, Miss Lane. I thought that was Mr. Kent's voice on the building intercom system just moments ago. Only way he could have left was out that window.
Clark, he could be doing the same thing to me now. If you see him, please tell him.
Oh,
don't tell him anything. Leave, humans. Return to your wretched little lives. Those malvoyant thoughts emanate from next door in the apartment of Clark Kent's mysterious neighbor, Mr. Xavier. Who is secretly Xavier? An alien agent hired decades ago to carry out the assassination of planet Earth. Superman reacted to his split effect as my masters on my homeworld intended. After a brief period of abandoning his superpowers for some romantic dream of a quiet life as Clark Kent, he has left his apartment vacant and unguarded for a period that should be long enough for me to gather some of the ultra-advanced equipment Superman stores on these secret shelves behind his bookcase. In the time that it has taken Xavier thoughts to express themselves through his mind, Superman is flying to the North Pole. A four-room apartment is fine for a quiet young bachelor like Clark Kent. But for a Superman needs a fortress of solitude. All right, you are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. You are listening to a reading of Superman number 298, printed April the year 1976.
Jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail. Try and stop us. No one could fail. right, all systems fail. Hey, you, good looking female. Come here.
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
Marbles.
Dressing up.
Skateboards.
Hostess.
A kid's world is a special world, and Hostess is a part of it.
Hostess and kids, they go together.
Fresh, wholesome Hostess. Cupcakes, fruit pies, golden Twinkies with cream filling.
A kid's world is a special world, and Hostess is a part of it. Hostess and kids, they go together.
They brought the surf to the sidewalk and found a whole new freedom. Ride with Stacy and Camille as they break free and follow the California sun to wherever skateboarders congregate. It's the skateboard picture. You'll feel it. It's really radical. Skateboarding is now a movie. See it all in Freewheeling, rated G.
Oh,
See, I told you it was high singing, really high singing, like, ah! Let me sing on high about something else. Maybe you've heard this tune before. It goes like this. Comic book, radio, theater! All right, I'm just doing a little pit stop with you, middle of our story. I find the next door neighbor to the apartment next door. He's not good. He sounds like he's trying to do in Superman. He knows that Superman is Clark Kent as well. Very dangerous. Not good. And Superman's off to his Fortress of Solitude in the North Pole. So he's off there, and what will he find out going there? Will he find himself? Maybe that's what he's up there for, just to find himself. All right, find yourself listening to more Late Night CKUW, the 95.9 FM. Once again, I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. All right, we continue our read of Superman, number 298, published in April of 1976. That's what we shall do. We'll do that. I will have music. Yes, I shall have music. When I go for my second break midway through the story, we're right at its climax. And then I just shut it down on you and give you some music. We'll get music that was brand new in April of 1976. Kiss put out their Destroyer album. We'll listen to some songs off of that, Kiss. And also the Ramones. The Ramones came to be back then. We'll hear some Ramones. So Kiss and the Ramones, that's what you'll get and everything like that. All right. As I trot off to continue our story, you know what? Let's listen to this band out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They're called Mannequin Pussy. We'll listen to them. That's what we'll do. You're listening to the CKUW 95.9 FM. Good late night radio. Hook it up with me. Stay along. The 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.